Just down the road from the Tenalian School is a lodge, perched just above the shore of one of Lake Clark's many picturesque bays. There are many lodges in Bristol Bay, but this one is unique of them all on account of the guests who come in each week of the summer season.
It's a marriage retreat for wounded veterans and their spouses.
That's Mark Lang, a veteran of the lodge and guided fishing industry in Bristol Bay. In fact, he and his wife Sandy started their careers at this exact lodge back in 1976.
And that was the first year that this fishing lodge opened, so we worked here for 7 years, and then we managed another lodge for 8 years. In 91, we opened our own business. In 2010, we closed it, got a call from Franklin, and asked if we'd be interested in being involved. And we said, well, what is it? Because I really didn't want to take fly-off fishermen anymore. I was kind of like, well, we've done that. We want to kind of move on. And he said, no, it's a marriage retreat for wounded veterans. It's like, oh, awesome.
The Franklin Lang mentioned is Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, who heads up the evangelical mission organization Samaritan's Purse. Graham's son, Army Captain Edward Graham, was wounded in Iraq during his second tour there. The Grahams began directing more mission efforts to veterans, especially those who had been wounded since 9/11. Several years ago, Samaritan's Purse purchased this Port Allsworth-based lodge, which had fallen into substantial disrepair. It's now been totally renovated to impeccable standards, and since 2012 has hosted 10 couples for each of the 16 weeks of the season. Mark and Sandy Lang say they're delighted to be a part of this ministry for the wounded vets.
In your retirement, you should be doing something that you enjoy, and this is exactly what we enjoy doing. We still put the same amount of energy into it, and every Friday we have a farewell around the fireplace, so then we're able to share, and they share with us what this trip has meant to us, to them. And there's never a dry eye in the whole ceremony. I mean, we just cry together. And the most common comment that people say is that they just feel like they're part of a family that they didn't realize that they had.
Samaritan's Purse covers all costs door to door for all of the guests, and they're treated to a luxurious week in Bristol Bay's backyard. Float planes take them out to fish or shoot photographs. They can kayak Lake Clark and hike the National Park's trails. On Tuesday, just in from a bear viewing excursion, one vet who was missing his right arm from the elbow down sat down with his wife on a deck overlooking the lake. They played guitar and sang songs together until she said the bugs were encouraging her to go inside. The lodge itself has a staff of 40, including a French chef. There's a weight room, a spot to tie flies, even traditional steam baths. And it's all handicap accessible.
People come here and they look outside. It's like, wow, this is so beautiful. You know, it's like, okay, this is creation. How do I connect with that? Or what does that mean? You know, what does that look like? Yeah, it's really a neat program.
It's really a marriage retreat, and the activities, daily get-togethers, and counselings target the marriages that have been stressed by deployments and injuries.
When the spouse goes overseas, is wounded, and they come back, they're not the same person that they were. So the caregiver, which is normally the wife, but not always, we've had several women that were wounded overseas, and the husband's the caregiver. So the caregivers can also basically suffer from almost like a secondary PTSD. So they're the ones taking care of the children at home, paying the bills, paying the mortgage, you know, trying to deal with this. Oh, my husband's now hurt. You know, what do we do with that? And there's so much there. But this intimate setting and the classes they have, and it's really great.
It's an evangelical ministry, but faith isn't a requirement to participate. The lodge has hosted veterans from all branches of service over the past 4 summers, and Mark and Sandy Lang can tell stories all day about things that happen now that they never would have seen when they ran high-end lodges catering to diehard and usually very wealthy anglers from around the world. Like watching a group of vets carry one of their own who's paralyzed through the water to the float plane. We're getting a wheelchair out to the open tundra so a vet can go along on a bear viewing trip.
Many times these guys won't even leave their homes. We're here, their wives are saying, I can't believe it. He's smiling, he's happy. And the husbands will say the same thing about their wives because they're the caregivers and they have the brunt of all the injuries and, you know, doing all the medical visits and all that. And for many of them, they say that this is the first vacation they've ever had, or like it's like their honeymoon. They never had this type of experience.
The care doesn't end when the week is over. There's an aftercare program with follow-up phone calls and an annual reunion of all those who have come to the lodge in the past. That had been held at the Billy Graham Training Center in Asheville, North Carolina, but Lang says there are over 600 couples now, and it will be hosted out of a resort in West Virginia. The The cost for the veterans of Operation Heal Our Patriots program to attend that annual meeting are covered too. Back in a moment.